Imagine Jay-Z in a bikini or Justin Timberlake in a buttock-clenching number. Well, that is exactly what Charlotte Church asked the audience to do in her John Peel lecture yesterday.
The impassioned speaker spoke to delegates about issues facing women in the music and media industry. I'm Ollie.
And I'm Olivia.
And we caught up with Charlotte backstage to talk about her feminist beliefs and the alleged inequalities in the media industry.
Women who say, I'm not a feminist, annoy me. I don't understand why every woman wouldn't count themselves as a feminist. Because it's not a radical thing, this isn't revolution. It's just to say, yes, I'm a woman, I'm entirely aware that I can do everything that a man can do. We were sold a lie a decade ago when, you know, everybody said, there's no need for feminism anymore. You know, sort of, you're equal now, all is fine. But of course, that's not the case, and I actually think we're going back, I think that we're reverting back to sort of ridiculous, old-fashioned sort of stereotypes of where women should be and what their role should be. And
we asked Helen Zaltzman of Sound Women and Jane Garvey of BBC Radio 4's Women's Hour on their thoughts.
I've noticed that a lot of situations where I've been in, and sometimes when we go and do other radio shows, they are shocked if I say something funny. So in a way, it works in my favour for expectations to be low and to exceed them. But on the other hand, there are far fewer opportunities, and that can be frustrating.
However, Jane Garvey has had a more positive experience.
I don't have a sad story to tell. And I have to say, I have been promoted by and encouraged by a lot of men. I was given my first job by a man.
Nevertheless, she admitted that inequalities do exist.
Ben Cooper is here. He's just to my right at the moment. He used to make my tea on BBC local radio. He is now the controller of Radio 1. Very talented man. No problem with that. I've also worked with a lot of women over the years, some of whom were as talented. They are not the controller of a BBC radio network.
Charlotte's lecture also raised the question of how much control programme directors should have.
We managed to grab a word with Radio 1 controller Ben Cooper.
You have to be very, very careful with the difference between freedom of artistic expression and the making sure that you are correct for sensitive ears that are around at certain times of the day. We are a station for 15 to 29-year-olds, so think about the videos and the DVDs that would have a 15 certificate, but I'm also very conscious that an artist needs to express themselves.
Finally, we asked what changes should be made to the industry.
Well, I think I'd just like to I'd like to see it more fairly balanced, really. I'd like for there to be no subliminal sexism, etc., within the media, which I think there is a lot of.
When there's a job vacancy, do your best to fill it with somebody who is not a white man. Because it's not just a gender problem, there's a race problem and probably a sexuality problem as well.